This is a recording on 924 of the Pine Valley Local Service District. We're having a special meeting, and it's getting ready to start right now.
Okay, I'd like to go ahead and welcome everybody to the meeting tonight and appreciate the agenda put together. Emily, get that all done and everything else, and so I appreciate that very much. This is kind of an extra meeting, other than October 8th or the 6th. Which one's coming up on the 8th, I think?
Wednesday.
It'll be the 8th. But we're holding this meeting in behalf of those that had their homes burned down and the builders that are wanting to get approvals and that sort of thing. So let me go ahead and offer the prayer, and then Herman's going to say the pledge. Or do I have that backwards again?
That's right.
Okay. Our dear Heavenly Father, we're so very thankful for this opportunity to come together as the Pine Valley Local Admin Board, and grateful for all the many blessings that we have and for the privilege of living here in Pine Valley. Thankful for the surroundings that we have, for the quiet that we can enjoy, especially for the people that we're able to associate with. We pray in this meeting that things will go in accordance with the agenda, that things will go well, and we'll be able to accomplish what needs to be done in order to preserve the standards here within the Pine Valley area. We're grateful for many things and recognize thy hand in all things. And this we say in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Herman, if you would, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So Mark, at the moment, we don't have any other patrons right here, so...
Who is it, Owens?
Yeah, Mark, yeah.
Put your mute on, Mark.
Owens, mute your phone.
Well, I'm just going to ask him a question here. We have the whole board present here tonight, and Mark, were you representing a particular person tonight?
He's representing the noble.
Oh, the nobles. Okay, super.
The noble.
Very good. Well, let's go ahead with the noble home. And what we do is we give the time to Emily to talk about some of the principles of the overlay zone requirements here for Pine Valley, that sort of thing. And here comes Mr. Kelch and so on. But anyway, we'll go ahead with the noble process here. And if you would, Emily.
Okay.
Are you able to hear him okay?
Hi, Mark. Can you hear me okay?
You can move this.
Here, I'll move this.
Move it down here.
Okay, great.
Maybe move it down that way or something.
So we'll just go through the information sheet that has the mandated things on it. We have your square footage and the total square footage of the home, which is under the 50%, so
which
no
one
questions
are you talking
there.
About which home?
We're talking Nobles. About Noble.
No. We have Mark Owens on
we
the
have
phone.
Oh, that's right.
We started. We started the meeting. We started 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'll be just a second, Keith. Yeah, we'll get to you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, we just got derailed there a little bit. They answered the question about the shingles, so that there'll be metal. Slope's not an issue. On the outdoor lighting, we just asked that you ensure that your homeowner has a copy of the overlay zone. Do they have that yet? Okay, great. Because that's probably the area that we get the biggest questions on. And so not only is there overlay zone things they need to look at, but Washington County has passed a more strict outdoor lighting, as you are aware. And this is all in the spirit of no surprises. So we just want to be sure that they're aware of it. Want to be sure that they're aware on fencing, the fact that they can do 6 feet all the way around, but it can't be non-obscuring materials. And the rest of it, you know, since they're long-term Pine Valley residents, doesn't make any sense to go through. So there's recommendations under residential standards we would ask you to point out to them. Very few mandates, as you know, in the overlay zone. We try to do more recommendations with just a few mandates. But we urge them to go through and read that, again, in the spirit of no surprises. We don't want anybody to get down the road and then go, wait a minute, I didn't know, because that's money out of your pocket, and we don't want to see that happen. You guys have any questions on theirs? Here's the sheet. square.
Let's see, where is the noble? It's in the circle.
It's in the first circle.
The first circle.
Mm-hmm. And he owns the property to the east there and the whole piece all the way down to Cedarberry. So it's got two lots right there.
Looks like behind you.
And he fits well within any of those things. Yeah.
He's east of your, no, he's west of your, no, east of your
east.
Yeah.
Across the street.
Across the street.
Yeah. Okay. So does Mark have any questions himself?
You guys have any?
Yeah, I don't think
Mark, do you have any questions or concerns on behalf of your customers?
No, and just to reiterate to the board, there will be full compliance. There won't be any deviations from the overlay zone or the county code. Everything will be in compliance.
Okay, great. As you know, that we waived the impact fee for the fire department for any of these property owners that are impacted, with a few conditions. That's within 5 years, and the property can't be transferred. Not applicable in this. We've also, the other board, Special Services Group, has also waived your $2,026 annual assessment fee as well. If you'd let them know that that's just one other small thing that we're trying to do as a board to help the families get rebuilt.
And they appreciate that very much. This home was constructed in 1987, and it's going back exactly the way the original design was.
Okay. Well, the county is going to charge them if it's over the same amount of square footage. We are not. We determine no matter what the size was, whether it was smaller or bigger, there will be no impact fee for homeowners in the 5 years. So just so you know, that won't be a fact. Rick will still give you a receipt that you will need when you go to the county. Even though you guys aren't paying anything, it'll something just so you guys don't get caught in any bureaucracy or anything else. And then this sheet that's here that you submitted, Frank will sign, and we'll get it to the county tomorrow. And then you just need to pick up the receipt from Rick. Can you pick up the receipt from you?
Yeah, he can pick it up.
Okay.
Lane can stop by. Either of them can swing by, or I can scan it and email it to them.
He said he could scan it and email it to whatever would help you guys expedite your process. Okay, so we'll send it to you or to Lane. You give that to Frank. To Mark. Okay, so I make a motion that we recommend the county approve the building permit for the Noble home.
Okay, and do we have a second?
Second.
First. Okay. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, very good. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, see you, Mark. So do you have your sheets?
No, I do not.
I brought you blanks that we can fill out real quick. Scoot on that here, so be more convenient.
No, I'm still recording.
Okay. Flopped those out. Did I not send them to you?
No, I don't have them unless you sent them to a different email. Or can you resend them if you have them?
Let's just see.
If not, we'll just fill them out. So
I'll just fill them out.
So I looked up your square footage that you'll need here, so you don't have to check that.
Total square foot or total? Just showing it twice here. Total square foot of lot. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so it depends on which home you're doing. Right. Why don't we do Milton first?
Thank you guys for meeting. We're just trying to beat the weather. I do not like building this thing.
What weather?
I think it's, you never know.
What weather?
I don't know.
Jeez. I can remember having snow in September. That's Wash.
Oh, okay. I just took
this
that off your email, just, so.
Yeah, Milton House. This is okay. The Wash. This is Milton.
So is Eric.
Yeah, he's taking them over here.
Okay, let me double check on so we get the right square footage. It doesn't matter either way. They're both under 50%.
Yeah. All kinds of those are in there.
Just for accuracy, you don't want anything that will cause you problems.
I'm going to roll it up a little bit. Current mailing address or just the build address? Or is that my mailing address you want?
So this is over the property.
Okay.
Okay.
So there was a shot.
Okay, so we have the address to send any documents or anything.
I don't know.
Did you keep a copy of this?
I don't.
Okay. Yeah, I keep a copy and I send Linda on. She can then get it put in.
Sunday.
This would be Terry's spot right where I'm sitting.
Yes.
This is Mrs.
And she's doing this. Yeah, I know. She's doing this. Now, I wouldn't be here today to this. I'm just here because.
Probably shot 30 times.
Is it kind of going there?
Yeah. Probably a better penalty.
That's okay.
I mean, it was safe. Loud.
Okay.
Shots, you know, right there, a shot.
So she looking for.
Clearly, target press.
I'm looking for to work with her and all that, I'm sure.
I'm looking for her too. I know she's good and competent.
Yeah.
This is a woman who shares both of them, but if there's other home, sure.
You don't have her current mayor or husband?
Yeah. 170 Canyon View Drive. Oh, 211, sorry, 211. Canyon View Drive, sorry.
This is 211.
Canyon View Drive.
You know, if I take her.
Yep.
I'm texting her email.
But I can get it to you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was trying to use the same time, but I'm just distracting.
Oh, I'm fine. And you can have it printed out and everything, so. Yeah.
Terry wanted me to test.
The Churchill doesn't get.
Oh, you're doing it, so am I. The same thing.
Yours on AI too?
Take my hand.
Mine's like transcribed AI.
Mine is just the transcription. It's done by Apple.
It's a last bit similar.
Probably.
I resent the verbatim. Give me permission.
Go ahead, you can get that out.
So I don't get closer to.
I think it, I don't think it summarizes it.
He freaks out.
It's supposed to summarize.
I just want to hear that.
I'd like to see that.
Summarize.
And we don't use. We use a lot of subsonics.
We have AI doing this.
But I use.
Nobody uses.
That's the most.
But the new guy that lives at the corner, VTech.
I've only taken a few classes on this so far.
Jeff.
I mean, I believe it's the one who does.
Scare come up on my back.
Underneath the thing.
Last of the dogs.
VTech.
It's almost like you can't trust what you're hearing.
You don't.
These are the ones.
That's the gosh.
Facebook, there's 500.
Oh.
That's really scary.
Yeah, it is.
That's only.
Plus, it's your voice when they're moving around.
They can just do your voice.
Okay. You had to.
In our classes, it's like instructor's super good with it, right?
So I've got.
And what that signature really just confirmed.
Well, there's.
Okay, guys, you ready?
There's a lot of. Yes. Thanks very much for getting those filled out with.
I have one of that.
This is the final approved version.
Oh, okay, great. And then.
There's the two.
Yeah, if you want to make two copies, of course, we'll click up. And we can go ahead and get started.
Okay, Emily, let's start with one of the homes to go with first and then.
Okay, so the first one is for the Milton family. That's on Pine Cone Place. No, Cedarberry Lane, excuse me.
If you want, you can look at these.
You know, the only thing we really have anything to do with is it 50% of the size of the lot or not? Other than that, you know, that's.
Same footprint as the one before.
So if the square footage is 16,771, since you don't have it in front of it, and the house is 58, so that's just under the 50%, so there's no issue there. He's using metal shingles, so there's no issue there.
Which one we looking at?
Which one is this one, Keith?
This one on the corner when you come up, turn to the right.
We're looking at Milton first.
Ferguson's old house.
All Bergs.
Yeah.
So again, you heard the conversation about the outdoor lights. That's usually the most questions that we get, so we ask you to.
We're going to have a lot of floodlights.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
And put in the ones that you can do Christmas, Valentine's, put those all on.
Oh, yeah, people love those.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's going to be facing Cedarberry, and and then have a basement underneath facing.
I didn't have the other set.
So his garage will come in and out on Cedar Bay. Compared to Ferguson, he used to go around back.
So this is facing south?
Directly facing south, okay.
That's kind of nice.
That'd be the front door like the Ferguson's had. But then you're saying something about the basement?
Basement is going out the back. Like it used to be. It's neat looking the way it's going to sit there. Yeah. Using that hole that's already there.
Yep. We're trying to lift it because before they had some drainage problems in the back.
They did.
So that's going to be a lot of fill.
One floor though, not a second floor on top.
Yeah, there's a basement.
Yeah,
basement. Just like before, main floor. There will be a loft. We're capitalizing on the garage.
Is that where these windows are?
No, that's open vault inside.
All the lofts above the garage. Yeah.
I use as much space as I can. I hate using regular cars.
That's what you're saying there, Keith, is this bonus storage thing up above the... Yeah.
In the residential standards, there's recommendations on colors and those kinds of things, but again, the recommendations are not mandated. He's mandated.
Okay. All of these homes are all Class A fire rated.
Okay, now Keith was there. As far as the building material, I think you might have brought it up before, but is the county looking at the fire retardant type stuff from building requirements from here on out?
They're adopting the MUI standard.
Okay.
So when I submit my application with the county, I submit the MUI standard. I also submit my standard right underneath that.
What is that called again?
Called West Wildland Urban Interface something.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So,
I've never heard it called WUI before.
Well, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
So.
But what that has to do with is the materials have to be fire.
Yeah.
Fire retardant type
Absolutely.
Stuff, like your home that you built.
Well, at least we better than mine. Mine. Putting better windows. All my windows cracked in the fire.
Oh wow.
On the south, they all just cracked.
Well, there's been a significant amount of heat there for sure.
I took care of the walls and the roof. I didn't think it was going to be that hot that high up.
Yeah, even. Right. So. Yeah, with you on that. Yeah.
Well, why don't we take these individually? Do you guys have any other questions on the Milton House?
I don't have anything
looks
else.
Like
everything
really
looks
nice.
Good.
Nice. Is that stone Fit on right the outside? In. Is that what that is?
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be 2 inches of mineral wool behind all of it. So.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Can I make a motion that we recommend the county approve?
Okay. I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, very good. Appreciate that very much.
Okay, let's go to the next home. This is for Sally Blosh. She's the same owner, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So where is this one, Keith?
211 Canyon View Drive. Just one down from Rick.
Yes.
Her square footage is 16,291, and the home is 35, so well under the 50%. Shingles are metal, so that's fine. Outdoor lights fully shielded. Yes, he commits to that, and he makes sure that they'll have a copy of the overlay zone. He knows about the non-obscuring materials.
Can I have a light switch to turn off the down shooting lights that light the house out? So like the
remote.
No, he's gonna aim them right towards your bedroom.
You can look on the phone there. It's the same footprint. We're actually gonna put a whole new stem wall on the inside of the foundation. And never have to take out the original foundation.
But you'll connect to this new stem wall.
We're going right to the footing, tap into the footing, because those things get burned down. In my mind, there's no reason to take out all those foundations, but that's just my personal. We could use the footings on all of them. That's what we'll do with this one. Tie it in with the rebar and epoxy and leave the old foundation, never even use it, but have a new foundation on the inside.
Does the county make you do a new foundation?
No, it's what the engineer approves.
Okay.
I go by what the engineer suggests. The only difference is we'll have a whole wraparound deck on this one. So I didn't have that before.
Yeah, the old one was just a wraparound on three sides.
So the old one had a kind of a, when you walked in the door, a front, a stairway that went up. Will this still have that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a similar.
You can go around the front on the north side or west side and then across the back.
And I guess the garage is in the same place.
Yeah, the garage is a little bigger.
Yeah.
We extended it 2 feet in either direction because it's just so small.
And Keith, you were saying a full wraparound. So there'll be one on the east side as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very nice.
Big posts and beams and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks nice.
Yeah.
So.
Perfect. Yeah. The See, I think we're good with everything all the way around.
Anybody have any other questions?
None.
I make a motion that we recommend the county approve the building permit for Sally Bosch.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much.
Is it your mother that has the corner house on that,
no,
on that circle?
She has this, the one that was approved.
I thought that day we took you up there during the fire.
Okay, sorry.
She was pointing to that one on the.
Here, I'll keep those two.
That'd be next door to this, to the south.
No, where my house is, everything burnt down, and the ones to the far right and left of mine on Cedarberry burnt down. They're not the ones directly behind mine.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so much better.
So how many, I'm trying to remember, how many plans have we approved for, of the 13?
This is number four.
Number four?
Yeah, the fourth one.
This is the fourth one.
Yeah.
So you got two of them.
No, is there anybody here from the fire department?
These guys also.
Yeah, Dan and I and Frank.
I don't speak for the fire department.
Yeah, I can't speak for them.
No, we're putting an automatic, not manual, turn on fire suppression in all these homes. I just want to find out where to put the valve on the outside. So I need to tell
fire department. Well, that one's going to light up this.
So I just need to do to who I can talk to about that.
Okay. That would have to go through Hardy, wouldn't
it? Yeah, or we can give you a fire chief's.
I'll just call him.
Yeah,
do you have his number? I got his number.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly. So that's like in a commercial building where they have.
No, it's something fire. I'm putting in that's different. So three rainbirds on the roof. And the line will be empty, but it will be turned on during the summer during a high risk. All they have to do is come to the home and turn it on.
And then
all you need is two rainbirds up there, and it will keep it from getting burnt down. So they can just walk away from the home, turn it on. So we'll put them on all those homes. But I'm just trying to find out if there's a way to do a uniform place on all these so they know.
Yeah.
Where would be a bit, rather than just a random spot on every home.
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah, so I just want to get his feedback.
The piping runs inside the roof?
It's attic? Right inside the roof. It's all inside, so it's all empty until they turn it on. So when the fire season comes on, you go inside in the county room, turn it on, and it powers it up to that valve. Mm-hmm. And then right at that valve, the fire person just needs to come and turn it on and walk away. Mm-hmm. And they'll turn them on. And in the winter, you just drain it.
Drain it right out. Yeah. Yep. Amazing.
That's a good idea. Just all along that too.
It's a poor man's fire system.
Yeah. Do you have one on your home up there?
No, but the reason why mine didn't burn down in one location is I put a sprinkler on the decks, and I walked away. Had I not done that, it could have come in. But even with that sprinkler, the fire was so hot, it cracked all the windows. But it sprinklered that propane tank. So it reached just far enough to get the propane tank, so it did do its thing.
Interesting. One thing I would like to do on behalf of the board is, how many homes have you built in your career now?
Over 120.
Is that right? Yeah, so you're a master at it, master home builder.
I have a YouTube channel where I train people on how to build a home.
Is that right? Yeah.
Have you started on the one over here?
Yeah, there's one across the valley. Yeah.
Yeah, but one thing I wanted to share with you, Keith, is you have that, I don't want to say it here, just the knowledge, the experience and everything else to help these folks that have had that burn, you know, the total disaster on their homes, and you're a good resource to help them.
They call me anytime.
Get it back together. And
show up on their site, no problem.
Yeah, and that's just a wonderful thing to have you as a resource here in Pine Valley to be able to do that sort of a thing. So.
My pleasure.
It's right in your backyard, which makes it a little more convenient too.
I don't mention too much on my. You can go to my YouTube channel called How to Build Your Own Home, and I don't mention Pine Valley too much. I want to keep it quiet.
Yeah.
I just say Southwest Mountains of Utah. So.
That's nice.
But we appreciate you a lot, Keith.
Thank you.
Things so like that.
That was it. Did you have any other questions for us?
I appreciate you, people.
Are you going to be able to get some of this work done
before
the snow?
On this one Monday, and the other one immediately after. And if I can hustle, get them dried in, and see what the weather's like. So
we'll get these to the county first thing, and then you'll just need to the receipt that Rick will give you.
That's all I need is a receipt.
That's all you need. And then they need our sheet, but we'll get back to them.
Okay.
So you built mostly here in southern Utah then? Or?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 120.
Yep.
It's amazing.
I move we adjourn.
Yep, I'll second that. All in favor?
Yeah, this, hang on just a second. You'll just stop the recording. I just want to have a conversation with Keith.
Yeah, we need to stop the record.